talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We're going to start off by talking about the SPCA dog of the week, and then we'll go right back to the phones. When you hear somebody hang up, you can call 866-444-3478. We have a lot of subjects coming up that we will get into. First thing I need to tell you is that from previous features, Dandelion and Zoe, dogs at the SPCA, were not adopted. We didn't do a good job. They're still waiting for their forever homes. Dandelion is just a cutie of a dog, and Zoe is a very interesting one, one-eyed dog. They still need some homes, so take a look. Their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. This week's dog is a cutie as well. It's Nikki, 7-year-old American Blue Heeler Spaniel mix, brindle and white fur, weighing a little over 60 pounds. Has an unusual history. She was a girl that was in a home, and the other dogs didn't like her. Very strange, because she's really friendly and laid back and loving, knows how to sit on command, and just was around some jerky dogs, it sounds like. She adores playing with the other dogs at the SPCA. So check her out. She's really pretty. She's been spayed and microchipped and received all the appropriate vaccination. Her adoption fee is only $50. Heck of a deal. So check out Nikki on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Wherever you are in the country, try to support your rescue organizations. It's just a great way to help some wonderful pets and help yourself, because it's a great way to get a pet that will really appreciate being around you. Well, let's get back to the phones. Next up would be Pat, I think, in Dallas, listening on 660 The Answer. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. I have a grass problem in a very shady backyard. Spent $800 two years ago to put in sod, St. Augustine, and it is just slowly deteriorated and it's not growing well. Mm-hmm. And so two things. I know I don't really believe in this, but, you know, really kind of going in and cutting the trees. They're large, one large red oak and one large live oak and another red oak. I don't know what it is. But a friend of mine in Richardson said she ordered something called Canadian grass seed from Canada and overseeded her whole yard in it, and it stays green year-round. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I do. The Canadian mixes that are advertised like that are basically fescues and some rye, and they may even put a little bluegrass in it. It's basically cool season grasses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can grow those kind of things in the shade. If you plant them right now is the perfect time to do it. You don't need to buy that stuff that you're talking about. It's too expensive. You can go down to the local garden center or feed store and buy those cool season grasses, you know, by the pound, and put them out right now, and they'll do fine for a while. She will not have good long-term success with that because it's too hot in the summer for them.
I don't know how long she's had it, but she says that she has not had any problem in the summer.
Well, that's unusual. You can sometimes get by with it. There are people that do grow the cool season grasses in the summer, but they normally get stressed and you have to replant them mm-hmm. each September.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so take a look at that. Ask her how long she's had them, but that is a possibility for you as to how to go. As far as growing grass under big trees, that's the most common question that we get. And you can't do it is the answer. Basically, even the cool season grasses want full sun. The trees want full sun. And guess which one wins?
Right.
So you can thin them out. You can lift the limbs. And all you do by doing that is hurt your trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got two things going on. One is the competition of the sunlight. And two is the competition of the roots of the tree and the grasses. So temporary solution would be the cool season grasses, which is basically what she did. Long term, a better way to go is to do what I've done at our place. I have stone walkways. I have decomposed granite. I have shade-loving shrubs and ferns and ground covers, things like that.
Well, yeah, I have noticed that from the pictures you've posted on your website and on Facebook. So I guess that is the ultimate answer, is to go in there and landscape the whole area.
It is, or remove trees, which normally I do not recommend.
You know, right. Well, these are huge, huge trees.
Don't want to do that. But you can create beautiful spaces. And some of the ground covers, you know, can be walked on and used like turf if they're not used too often. You know, things like ophiopogon, dwarf ophiopogon, horse herb, which is our native ground cover, and several others can function in that regard. But if you have a combination of hard surfaces, like just nice mulched areas or decomposed granite or something like that, combined with the soft green meandering beds and stone walkways or even stone sitting area or that sort of thing, you can really create something quite pleasant.
Well, I don't use it a lot anymore simply because of the mosquito situation.
They like that nice, shady, cool place.
That's right. All right, sir. I thank you and appreciate the show.
Appreciate your call. Thanks. Let's go next to Allen, Texas, and talk to Roxanne. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I have a tree in my backyard. I don't know what it is, but the squirrel's just eating it up. There's so much brush on the ground, you wouldn't believe. How do I get rid of those squirrels?
You don't. Squirrels are the biggest pest problem that exists out there, to tell you the truth, Roxanne. But on the other hand, the squirrels that are eating tree leaves and causing foliage to turn brown and stay in the tree or drop off the tree, either one, are a indication that the tree is in stress. And when a tree is in stress, it concentrates sugars in certain places in the tree. That's the way a tree tries to help itself survive, to recreate, to create more biological activity and to get back to a healthy condition. Well, the rodent, the squirrel, can detect that. A sapsucker bird can detect that. And that's why you'll see a squirrel do a lot of damage to a pecan tree on this property. And then right across the street, or next, the next tree over, there's not any damage to the tree. And it's because of that difference in the concentration of sugars in the plant. So one of the ways you can eliminate the problem long-term is to apply what we call the sick tree treatment to the root zone and to the overall structure of the tree. The sick tree treatment is to aerate the root system and put out all the organic amendments that I recommend as fertilizer amendments, you know, to the surface of the tree. And you can turn that behavior of the squirrel around to a degree, not necessarily for this season, but for next season.
Okay, where do you buy this product?
It's not a product. It's a process.
Oh, it's a process.
And it's compost, rock minerals like lava sand and green sand, and sugars like dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal, which you can buy. All those things you can buy at the local nurseries and feed stores.
Do you have this on your website that I can get the...
Yes, ma'am. Just go to the dirtdoctor.com website, and right on the homepage, there's a bunch of words, and all those words underneath the photograph are buttons. And if you click on the one that says guides, it takes you over to all my formulas and the basic program and the sick tree treatment and how to make garlic pepper tea, how to make garret juice. All of those things are right under that word guides.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Appreciate your call. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I've shown it to people on golf courses. For example, you can be You can see some pecan trees. This is where this happens more so than cedar elms or any other tree, but it happens to a lot of different trees to some degree. But in pecans, the squirrels will tend to eat some of the young twigs and get the moisture and the sugar out, and then let the area of greenery behind that damage just die and hang in the tree. And you can see one tree that's totally untouched and one tree that's just covered in it, and then this damage. And then look at the bases of the tree. The one that'll be covered with damage will be buried too deep in the ground. The one that's green has a big, exposed, tall flare. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. And they are really strong. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. They are the best compostable bags available. For more information, go to xylobags.com. That's xylobags.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Let's go to Chicago and talk to Emily on WCPT about one of my favorite plants. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Excuse me. But I was so delighted to hear you talk about ginkgo.
Okay.
I have one in my front yard. I have it mulched with cypress.
All right.
Is that all right, cypress? Chips.
It's all right. It's a mulch that I would put in the C-plus category, Emily. I like native shredded tree trimmings that are more of a mixture of different trees, and I don't know if you have that available to you there in the garden centers, but cypress is okay. The two problems cypress has is that I'm a little bothered by how it's harvested. It's harvested along the coast and swampy areas and places, and it a little bit of an environmental issue being shipped all over the place and harvested out of those areas. The other thing is that it doesn't rot. It doesn't break down. And a lot of people think, well, that's a benefit. I don't have to buy mulch as often. But we actually want the mulch to break down. That's the creation of natural compost and natural fertilizer, that breaking down of the mulch and feeding the microbes and building that carbon in the soil. You see what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I'm delighted to hear all these organic facts. So getting back to the little tree, I think it was about an inch around in diameter when I bought it 5 years ago.
Okay.
The ginkgo. Huh? And it was a little over 6 feet tall. And lo and behold, I've got these little stems with leaves coming from close to what you call the flare.
Well,
what shall I do with them?
Well, for a few years, for at least one or two seasons, I'd leave them on the tree because they're collecting light and producing photosynthesis and helping the development of the root system of the plant, and you'll get a stronger, better growth of the trunk if you leave what's called trashy trunk, those lower limbs and foliage down there, than cutting them off. Even though you might like the look of it better without them, it's better for the tree if you leave them there for a while.
Oh, great. I love the look.
Okay. No problem at all. And so your tree is growing and starting off well then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And I sprayed it organically. I try to be as organic as possible.
Good.
How do I know if it's a male or female? Because I did read about it start in China many, many years ago. And the Chinese pick up those doodads that fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the seed is eaten. It's roasted and eaten. I've never done it. I don't know why I put off doing it because I have a tremendous crop of it. But and I will do it. Now, my dog Hazel has got me interested in it again. You won't know whether it's a male or female for somewhere between 7 and 14 years, Emily. It takes that long for it to start to develop fruit. And like I've told people a lot, my tree was planted as a male tree by a landscape contractor 30 years ago. And it is no male. It is a female and produces a tremendous crop of fruit, which I don't mind myself, but I'm not sure you can be guaranteed whether it's a male or a female with that plant. Some plants have the ability to change sex. Papayas, for example, are in that category. And I got a sneaking feeling that the ginkgo is too, because the ginkgo is arguably the most ancient tree on Earth. It was around when the dinosaurs were here.
So. Yes, and I understand if it's a female and she drops all those seeds, they're very nutritious.
Well, the seed are nutritious. They can be a smelly mess, but they, people in Asia eat them. There's some warnings on a lot of the websites about the fact that you should only eat so many and not more than a certain number, or it can be a little toxic. But anyway, it's a wonderful tree. There's a tree in your city, by the way. Are you anywhere near, what's the name of the area? It's the area where Frank Lloyd Wright's old home and office is. It's in a
I've seen it near the University of Chicago.
Okay. Are you ever by there, in that area?
I'll manage to go by one of these days.
If you could take a photograph for me of that ginkgo there, there's one in the yard of that place. The diameter of the trunk's about 5 feet. It's gigantic.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, you'd enjoy seeing it anyway since you're into ginkgos. You know, the last time I saw it was 20-something years ago probably, and it may have gotten killed by lightning as far as I know. But for some reason, years ago when we went there, I did not get a good photograph of the tree. So if you or anybody in Chicago can take a picture of the Frank Lloyd Wright ginkgo and send it to us, we'll put it on the website for everybody to see.
Oh, I think that's a delightful thing to ask about. Incidentally, my grass is covered with bindweed and crab and bindweed and creeping Charlie.
Okay, now in that case, there is a herbicide that you ought to look at using. Use it in a small area and make sure it doesn't hurt your bluegrass first. But it's called Agrolawn Crabgrass Killer. And it's made out of baking soda and cinnamon, and it's a legitimate organic herbicide that you spread across the whole area, and it'll kill bindweed, and it'll kill Creeping Charlie, but it will not kill your grass. So,
and would you run that name by me one more time?
It's called Agrolawn, Agrolawn, Agrolawn Crabgrass Killer. I appreciate your call. I've got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just doing a quick search for that Frank Lloyd Wright office and the tree and ran into something kind of interesting. First of all, it's in, for those of you in Chicago that could already have a photograph or can take a photograph of the tree, assuming it's still there and healthy. I hope it is. The area is called Oak Park. It's where his office and house was, still is, and it's also where several Frank Lloyd Wright designed houses are, and a walking tour that's fantastic to do if you've never done that. But apparently there's some controversy about the tree. It's 51 inches now. It's not quite 5 feet, but it's big. It's a really big one. There's apparently some controversy about the fact that the fruit smells bad and people are complaining about it. So anyway, never a dull moment. Let's see who's next up, and then I'll need to catch up on a couple of things I need to do. Stan in Garland, Texas. Hello, Stan.
Good morning, Howard. Great show today.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see. I am having an issue with losing the leaves on a couple different plants in my yard. The first one is a apricot tree that we planted about 10 years ago. It's always looked beautiful, had plenty of leaves. This year, I think in June, it started losing leaves, and now it looks like it does in the winter. No leaves on it
at all. I think what happened on the apricot is kind of sensitive to this sort of thing. Huge rain in the spring, then dramatically hot, and then cooled off again, roller coaster. I think the apricot is delicate enough to where that just, it didn't like that at all, and it kicked the leaves off. The thing that you can do to help it, and it's not the easiest tree to grow, apricot's not the easiest tree to grow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, is the sick tree treatment. The whole process, make sure you get the flare exposed. Almost 100%, if not 100% of the time, when people are telling me they're having trouble with a fruit tree, the tree is way too deep in the ground. Not just a little bit, but way too deep. So this is a perfect time for you to get out there with a hard brush. I use a horse brush on small trees and just brush the soil away from the base, the bark, the mulch, and the soil, and get that flare dramatically, dramatically exposed, and then do the rest of the sick tree treatment. And assuming that the root system hadn't already died, your tree will probably come out fine next year. I doubt if it'll re-leaf this year, but it might. It might a little bit.
Yeah, I know when I planted it, I had been listening to you, and I planted it kind of up high. So you see the trunk now is about 10 inches around, but when the root flare goes down, it's about 14 inches around.
Okay, that's good.
The ground.
Do it a little more. Do it even more dramatically. It's impossible to overdo it. Yoga Mike was in one of the nature preserves here in the Garland area the other day and took a picture of a tree that was on a creek bank that had been washed out, and it's just got this incredibly dramatic flare and roots that are going down like fingers that have now turned back into bark. And it's a perfect example of how it's impossible to have the flare too much exposed. So do a little bit more, do the rest of the sick tree treatment. Apricots, it's not a surprise that it did it, and hopefully it'll be okay long term for you.
Okay, late in the spring, we planted some dwarf Burford hollies in our front yard in the south facing. Our neighbors had some for years, and they've been doing well. And they looked really good for a month and a half or 2 months, and then they started losing their leaves, and they dropped most of the leaves except for around the top of it. And I was worried that I was overwatering it, and I stuck a probe down in it, and it wasn't soupy or anything. I was worried that I was underwatering it, and I just don't know what's going on with that. Some Chinese boxwood that we have, and they're doing fine, and they have new growth on them.
Okay. If the holly still have green leaves, they're probably okay. When you are got no chance with hollies, what happens is that the green leaves of the holly turn a dull color. They're still green, but they just turn dull. They lose their shininess. And if that happens, the plant is dead.
They're still bright and shiny.
Okay. Bright and shiny, kicking off the leaves, you're okay. Just do a little bit of a similar version of the sick tree treatment around those plants as well. What probably happened there is that the incredible rain followed by the intense heat, just that shock, the same thing on them that happened to your apricot.
Okay.
I think you'll be okay on those.
Okay, sounds good. Well, my wife says hi, and she also wanted to know about some impatiens that she put on our front porch as hanging plants.
Okay.
When it was hot, they were doing good, new flowers and growing big, and then it had that cool spell during August with all the rain, and ever since then, they've just been dying out.
Well, same thing. All the change in weather stuff on some of the plants. All you can do is a little Garrett juice, try to even out the moisture level. If it's a type of impatient that likes the full sun, make sure they're getting full sun. And if it's the Guinea impatient, you know, that wilt so quickly when it gets hot, you need to give them a little protection. So it depends on which kind of impatient you have.
Okay. Okay. I think they're the ones that like the shade, and we planted them up in an area that is mostly shade all day. Would you recommend anything for hanging plants in our area? They're undercover. They're not exposed to too much sun, but they get the late afternoon sunlight.
I'll tell you what I've got in that gets full sun is bougainvillea. And in the shade, I have, believe it or not, I have aloe vera in a hanging ceramic hanging pot that just loves that situation. And I have a staghorn fern that does beautifully in that. And then in the front yard, gets filtered light, maybe a little sun in the afternoon, but it couldn't take a whole lot of full sun, is a great big Boston fern. So you can do a lot of different plants in hanging baskets. The key is just to be really careful about the water, because you're suspending up there in the air, and you know you can get too dry in a hurry. So you have to be really careful about the water.
Okay, well, I thank you for all the information, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go. Well, let me do a couple things before I go back to the phone. That number is 866-444-3478. I want to remind you one more time that next Friday I'll be doing presentations both Saturday and Sunday at the Mother Earth News Fair in Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. It's Seven Springs Mountain Resorts where the big event is, and you can read all about it. There's a huge number of things happening at the event, 150 workshops, all kinds of speakers and all kinds of demonstrations and everything. Just go to their website, which is MotherEarthNews.com. Joel Saladin will be there with me. I think he just speaks on Sunday. You heard him on the show last week, but I'm really excited to be there with him. And this place where it is worth the trip there, Seven Springs Mountain Resort. It's terrific. And the Frank Lloyd Wright Falling Waters, the most famous of his residential designs, is real close to this place. So an extra benefit for you. And then I need to tell you one more thing before we go back to the phones. The weekly health tip from Real-Time Pain Relief, chronic pain and heat therapy. This is kind of interesting. Hadn't heard it exactly like this before. Many people are aware that heat and cold can be used for everyday injuries. We've all seen an ice pack or somebody soaking their feet in warm water, but for those who suffer from chronic pain, heat therapy may be the best way to go. If you have a fresh injury and inflammation and swelling, applying heat can actually make things worse. Cold application should be used for recent injuries and daily inflammation. But for those experiencing chronic deep inflammation, heat will not make the area swell or be more painful. You can apply heating pads, or you can purchase heating patches that you can apply to the skin so you're not chained to the power cord or the heating pad. There are also rice bags and heating devices that can be heated in the microwave, about the only way I recommend using a microwave, and then taken on the go. They are usually just simple cloth bags filled with rice or other similar material, and you heat them up and use that as the heating device, obviously, or you can even make your own. For safe, effective, and fast-acting pain relief, Real-Time Pain Relief is what Judy and I have used. Been very impressed with it, and I recommend you give it a try if you haven't already. Relieves pain within minutes, smells great, and contains none of the harmful chemicals, GMOs, or parabens. Ask for it at your favorite store or call them direct. Real-Time Pain Relief, 877-787-7180. Or go to their website, rtpr.com. Back to the phones, and it's Garlic Mike's turn. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Howard. Well, with all this nice cool weather and rain, everybody who's setting out the fall garden needs to start thinking about throwing some garlic in there. Just a little bit, around the edges. Not doesn't have to be too much, but always room for garlic in the garden.
I agree, and it's that time of the year. There's no question about it. I guess if you want to pick the ideal date in our area, it'd be October the 15th, but it seems to be a wider window than that in reality.
I've planted from about now in September. I wait for the rains and the temperature change to come. But once that happens, I've planted as late as February and gotten harvest. So it depends on the variety you're going to use. It depends on what you're going to be planting. If you haven't already ordered it from a seed source, you're probably out of luck. They're probably already sold out. Those go quick. Do a Google search or whatever search engine you use for seed garlic. Another option for you just here in our local area, run down to one of your local organic supplier grocery stores, you know, one of the large places, see what they've got in stock. Garlic is very adaptable, and you're looking for a soft neck garlic. Hard neck garlics tend to be, they need a cold winter to produce well.
They're also smaller in my gardens, experience.
But they don't like our warmer climate. Right. Soft neck garlics, your artichoke garlics, your silver skins, things like that would be more appropriate for us.
Get the garlic planted. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in kaolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the kaolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, kaolic. Please visit our website at kaolic.com. Kaolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's see where we're going first here. Let's talk to John, listening on our Dirt Doctor app, Lakewood, Texas. That's home. Hello, John.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Hey, I had a couple things for you this morning. First thing was the lady who called about the fill dirt and having trouble with the basically inorganic soil on the new construction. That's what I've called you several times about. And a couple things that I would also recommend to her is to aerate like you recommend with the sick tree treatment.
Right.
And then add the amendments after you aerate so that gets them down in, because if this soil that I've got, if you just put the amendments on top, it just sits there and does nothing. And the other thing is on the flower beds and stuff around the house, I ended up raising a bed and building sort of a berm of the good organic stuff. And then, you know, digging some of that in if I could, but building up above this inorganic soil was more effective for me than trying to get stuff to grow down in it.
Well, she may or may not have had a different situation. There are actually sandy soil areas in Flower Mound where she was, and but you bring up a good point. She may have just been talking about the sandiness of the fill soil that was used, and it's even worse than that native sand. So that's a good point. You there, John? Ooh. You went away for some reason. If you had something else, John, call us back. We will talk to you. Candace in Weatherford is next up. Hello, Candace.
Good morning, Dr. Gallagher. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Good. There's this vacant house next door. It's been vacant for a really long time, but walking around out back, you know, just to get some walking, I saw this passion flower vine just all over the fence, several blossoms. And I want to know how to propagated. I looked on YouTube just briefly on one instance, and he mentioned root hormone. Is that organic, or is that what you would do, and where do you cut it?
It's not organic, but I don't have that huge amount of problem about it, Candice. I will tell you that passion flower, the passion flower vine, may be the easiest plant in the world to propagate. All you got to do is pull some out of the ground or cut off some stems and stick the stems in some soil. You can do it directly in the ground. You can do it in potting soil in a greenhouse situation, and they'll root almost 100%. Are these purple flowers?
Yes. Okay. I saw one first time ever at a nursery, and mm-hmm. they only had one, but a woman had already bought it. It was the prettiest flower I've ever seen. They're so delicate little
They're beautiful.
Purplish.
And they're very easy to propagate, but there's one warning about it, and then that is even like my white one, I have a pure white passion flower. All of them, with the exception of some of the tropical ones, are invasive to a degree. In other words, they'll spread underground and pop up all over the place. They're pretty easy to pull out.
Because they're beautiful.
Yeah, but they will spread.
Okay.
But just go ahead and pull some out and stick them in the ground, and they'll root for you like crazy.
And I don't need that root hormone stuff.
No, if you want to use what I do on cuttings, just put a little saliva, human saliva, believe it or not, it'll work better than just about anything.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
And it's Greg's turn, listening on DirtDoctor.com, apparently, in Houston. Unfortunately, we don't have a station there in Houston yet. We're going to get one of these days.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
Hi, Greg. Good.
I have a blood orange tree that's about 6 feet tall and is really loaded this year. But some of the fruit is starting to split. Can I do anything about that?
Well, generally speaking, Greg, when splitting happens, it means that the fruit has slowed down production, probably from the hot weather. And then when it cools off again and you start having another burst of growth, this happens on tomatoes all the time, you get that cracking. The way to prevent it is to keep a situation in the soil that maintains the moisture level as even as possible. One of the things that does that better than anything is the lava sand. This new lava sand, American Rio, is just incredible because it has such a high paramagnetism. So that's just a tip for you for long term. But short term, it's done. What's done is done. It doesn't ruin the fruit. And in most cases, it's just a cosmetic problem. But it's just a slowing down and a toughening of the skin, and then a redevelopment of the good growing conditions. So it starts to grow again, and that skin is toughened up to where it's not pliable and it cracks.
I see.
Yeah.
When you refer to BioWash, are you talking about BioWash 25?
I think that is the name of it, the official name of it. It's the BioWash company, and they've got a banner ad on our website. You know, there's three ads that are right there in the middle of the page toward the bottom, and the ad will come up from their company there if you want to double-check it.
Okay. My HEB always has 9% vinegar.
Oh, good.
By the way.
Good.
It's
HEB's coming to Dallas, I understand. It's been a long time coming.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, man. The HEB owns Central Market, so Central Market may have it too, but the HEBs are now coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth area too. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it. It was good fun today. A lot of good questions, and had fun being with you. Enjoy your week. Hope you have some good weather for gardening, and don't forget to feed the birds. And in the meantime, if you have questions, just go to DirtDoctor.com. Enjoyed being with you a whole lot, and I'll see you in a week. Bye.